Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We are live in the studio, and I am your host, Candace D'Andrea. And we're going to start the day off with Dave's HBs with the song In Looking Out. Well, I think we're going to start the day. There we go.
Yeah!
just have to say, you got to keep the positive energy going. And here's one from Jane's Addiction. This will take you back a ways. On the line, where are you calling from and what's your name?
This is Vincent from Las Vegas.
Hi. Chainsaw Fight. Hey, so glad that you tuned in today. And
yeah.
Let me see. What are you up to this fine Saturday morning?
Well, personally, I'm just waking up, but Waleed is over at the Days of the Dead convention. And he's hawking some chainsaw fight stuff. This weekend.
Wow.
So he's got some stuff there for people if they're there to buy.
I see. Well, I've got a chainsaw fight song here. Here's a little intro for our audience. I just love that little intro, Wolfman Gutnard. So we're here in the studio with Vincent from the band Chainsaw Fight. He's the songwriter of most of the songs, and his buddies are professional artists. And Waleed, who's also in the band, has his booth set up. And do you have the address available, or do I look it up real quick?
I don't have it on me. I think it's at the Plaza, but I don't know the address.
Let's see, Comic Convention in San Diego, California. Oh my goodness, and I went and rented the timeshare so that Doug could meet with everybody. And let's see, Comic Book Convention 2019.
This one is called, the one today is called Days of the Dead, if that helps.
Days of the Dead?
Yes, it's more of a horror convention.
I see. And are you going to be going, Vince?
No, I'm broke.
How can anyone so talented be broke? Let me see. San Diego Comic Fest, the Friendly Intimate Comic Convention Experience, March 7th through the 10th. Hey, this is June. So maybe this is the wrong one. Huh? I didn't know there was more than one comic book fest. Okay, so let me see what we got here. Well, while I'm looking for something, I'm going to play another Chainsaw Fight song for our listeners out there. This will wake up their day. That's in Florida. I can't believe how many comic book conventions there are right now today. We've got Niagara Falls. We've got Temple, Arizona, Ocala, Florida, Maryland. And I put in the search engine, San Diego, California. There's even one in Las Vegas on the 15th and 16th.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
Victor's doing that one, too.
Oh. Well.
I think it's at the Plaza. I just don't know the address for the Plaza.
And what is it actually called? You said the Land of the Dead?
Days of the Dead.
What is it?
Days of the Dead.
Oh, Days. D-A-Y-S or
yeah.
Z? Days of
D-A-Y.
The Dead. Okay, so And it's in San Diego,
yeah,
right?
There's one in Las Vegas.
Huh? The one today is in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, I said in San Diego. No wonder it wasn't coming up. Okay. I was going to say, because I rented the timeshare for the one in San Diego, and it's like, I reserved it, and it's like, this isn't the right date. Las Vegas.
Vic did want me to get some information from you for that, so I'll hit you up later if that's cool.
Days of the Dead Comic Book Convention. They have a poster with William Shatner on it. Days of the Dead Las Vegas 2019. It started last night, Friday. It's at the Plaza Hotel and Casino at 1 North Main Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. All right. Oops. And, well, I hope Waleed has a good time at the convention. He is very talented. And if anybody gets a chance to check out Chainsaw Fight's songs, their artwork is to die for.
And we do have new stuff coming out soon enough. We just need to finish getting a name and the covers and stuff settled, but that should be out soon enough.
Yes, and I've listened to your demos, and it's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. And I'll send you the fully mastered tracks and stuff.
So how is your kitty? I have to tell our listeners out there, Vincent has the cutest tortoiseshell kitty in the world, and it just loves him so. How is Kitty today?
I was actually going to send you a picture because she was laying right on my chest as we were doing this little interview.
I took my puppy for a swim yesterday in the river, and she just really enjoyed herself.
Oh, that's great. How's she feeling?
She was doing good.
Was doing good. That's good.
Yeah. You know, she has a scar from that little cut she got, big gash she got in her leg last winter.
Yeah.
And I always pet it, and she gets this mushy look on her face.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
I know. I didn't know if my puppy was going to make it or not because, boy, she was in bad shape, but. Well, I seem to be a pretty good doctor, veterinarian, all around little bit of everything. So I'm glad. What's Kitty's name? Or you don't want to say?
No, they call her Mrs. Petticoat. I never picked out her name, but they call her Petticoat.
Petticoat, so cute. Adorable. And what a cute kitty she is. Petticoat. So I've been playing some oldies here. Let me see, what do I have here? You want to hear some Dr. No?
Heck yeah.
All right, here we go. Ice House.
Yeah.
in the studio, and we've got another caller on the line, Ron Fast. How you doing, Ron?
Pretty damn okay. How you doing, Candace?
What's the weather in Portland like?
It's going to be 70 degrees today. Let me turn this one off here.
Hello?
Yes, we're all here.
Okay, no, it's 70 degrees here later. It's cloudy right now. And I'm trying to figure out how we can get some people down to the Mystic Party.
Well, that's okay. You know, we've got Vincent from Chainsaw Fight on the other line. He's calling in from Las Vegas. And Travis.
How's it going, bro?
What's up, man?
And Travis from?
Travis from Bleach Party USA and The Fist hasn't called in yet, so maybe he got lost somewhere in Portland. He's up there in Portland right now. He had a gig cancel on him for tonight. And
yeah, I think I got something worked out, but I need
good.
To hear from him.
Well, you know.
So if you hear from him, give him my number.
I will. And
and if you fist fucker can listen and call me.
I will. I'll give you your phone number.
Okay.
So what's on your agenda? What's the Ron Fast? What's that other band? Oh, yeah. Come on. Help
band.
Me out. The band. Yes, Ron Fast Band.
Hey, we
played
last
band
night,
everywhere
right?
they
NRP?
Go. Yeah. Oh, you played with Eric Anarchy?
Yeah, he had a drummer and a bass player that fucking kicked ass last night. Yeah,
nice.
I got to get some stuff into him. Yeah, he was really, really amazing. He got a drummer and a bass player that keep up with him.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's
big
good.
Things coming from Eric Anarchy, I'm telling you.
Well, you know what? Let's listen to one of his songs. Here's Eric Anarchy.
There's a ship! There's an American! Also, what if they say fuck on TV? There's bigger issues anyway. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press is guaranteed in the Constitution under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Shit, the ship is on American. Lift the ship is on American.
Well, he's definitely very patriotic.
That's the longest song I ever heard of his.
Really?
Well, every time I see this kid, he amazes me.
He does,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Every time I see him, Candace, he's got such loyal fans up here, too. I mean, the guy, he's the hardest-working kid in Portland. He's 22 years old, and he's been touring 5 years. Yeah, kid's amazing. So, what's up with the potty? Hello?
Okay, well, I got disconnected by accident.
Yeah, right.
I did. I put the phone up on my shoulder and it disconnected. Sorry about that.
Put your phone on my shoulder. Disconnect, poor Ron. Ha ha.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the party, the party.
Yes, the party. The party's on. The Portland guys are going to be here. I believe Circle One is still coming. They confirmed quite a while back. So, you know, and Doug is getting the recording equipment together. And I see Kenneth Kimmel just tagged me in something, so I'll have to deal with that later. He's one of your bandmates in the band Red Pills. And we have the Kris Kringle conspiracy with Ron Fast. And I need some of your songs from the band. I don't have any of those to play on the radio.
We're going to record, I think, soon. we keep spazzing it out. We're looking for the right place.
Right.
We'll have some live stuff for Mystic, though, won't we?
Yes, you will.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Doug's putting it all together right now as we speak, so we'll just wait until he gets it going. And, of course, you know what it's like up here at the beautiful Star Ranch, the swimming and the...
Swimming and turtles and
yeah. And it's wonderful. It's beautiful and peaceful and 135 acres to run around on.
And 135 degrees.
Right. And a great barn to play in.
I've been in that barn.
I know. With the Schadenfreuders.
Yes.
Boy, their name sure fits them. I need to ask Terry what happened to the fornicator's guitar they left in his motorhome. That thing cost Mystic $500.
Ouch.
Maybe he sold it for gas to get home after the boys took off and left him high and dry. They drove all the way down, Vince. The Schadenfreuders drove all the way down in the drummer's motorhome to hook up with the fornicators who flew over here from Sweden. And I booked them a tour up and down California. I believe Ron Fast helped Fast Booking. And so if you ever need any bookings, get a hold of Ron Fast in Fast Booking on Facebook, and he'll get you lined up for something good.
You might need to do that for San Diego.
Here, I'll play you a sample of one of Travis White's songs. Let me see, Bleach Party. Here, I haven't heard this one yet. This one's a new one. Let's hear this one.
Down and swear it up, drive around, make it nuts, grab control, but with the force, we will never stop.
I should rouse the boss and have Doug call in and join our little party here, huh?
Wake him up.
If his little girlfriend didn't keep him up all night, he's been having sleepless nights since he's been... God bless him. Yeah. He's 90 and she's 88 up all night.
Okay. Hey, he may have discovered the Willie again. What's
I think
that?
It's so sweet. I think it's so sweet. Oh, here's okay, so I'm going to put on a song and I'll be back with Doug Moody. How about that? Interrupt for a moment. Doug Moody's on his way to call in the show.
Hello.
Hello. Are you still there? I know you're still there.
Do I have
still...
you on mute? No, no, okay. I had to make sure I didn't hit the mute button.
Yes, that is very important. No mute button when you're trying to communicate.
Especially when I'm trying so hard to communicate.
There you go. So tell me, Vincent, what's on your mind? How's Las Vegas today?
It's hot as shit outside. And I'm trying to see if it's cloudy, because it'll be cloudy and hot. Oh, no, it's clear. But it should be in about the hundreds today. Sometimes
we went through triple digits up here, too. I mean, it's normal for Las Vegas, triple digits, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's triple digits at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
It's 1 in the morning in Vegas. It's not that far different.
It'll be 110 at 1 a.m.
Yeah,
yeah. Knock it off.
Well.
But just got to stay hydrated. Don't die.
Well, you know, I got married in September many years ago, and my husband and I spent our honeymoon in Las Vegas, and we had this old 62 Chevy Bel Air with no air conditioning, and we drove from Long Beach, where we got married, to Las Vegas, and it was very hot. And we're joined by Doug Moody right now, I think. Hello?
Hello, hello. Good morning or afternoon. Hello, everybody. It's such a wonderful world to have radio and be able to pick up the phone. I'm amazed that we can be with each other. And, you know, of course, I'm 91 years old, so all this modern telephone and all this modern world, I'm trying to get used to it. I am reminded of my grandfather. When I introduced him to the telephone, he said, "No, I'm not touching that thing. I don't want to get electrocuted." So I'm at 91, I'm thinking, I don't want to be like my granddad. I've just bought a TV set. And it goes on the wall, and it not only shows me telephone calls, it even puts me in touch with Candice, and I can sit in the living room, watch a movie, and answer questions to her. Hello, Candice. Hello, everybody. It's so wonderful to be in touch with you. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You know, we can see you, Doug. You need to get dressed, buddy.
Bless your hearts.
Bless yours, sir.
What is what?
I said bless yours.
Oh,
your heart.
I remember when you guys interviewed me on 60 Miles North, and I dug it out the other day. It's incredible the way you ask questions and what you wanted to know. And I treasure that interview, and once in a while I stick it into records so that people know about you guys.
Oh, you mean from the Rodders?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, Ron Fast has several bands, Kris Kringle Conspiracy and The Band and quite a few others. He's up in Portland right now calling in, and we were talking about the launching of...
May it never stop growing. May he never stop keep reinventing himself. I'm all for it.
And we also have the Las Vegas boys in the studio with us right now. We have Vincent.
Hello, guys. How are you? We're still trying to come up with a name for Las Vegas. I don't know. Like Nardcore, like Punkland, and Slimy Valley. We're desperately looking for a name to name the territory that you run, called Las Vegas.
Lost Wages.
There you go. Everybody knows Lost Wages. And Punkland is Portland.
Okay, I'll go with whatever you want to name it. I want to get a T-shirt out. We have Nardcore. We are now doing a T-shirt called Punkland. We're doing Slimy Valley. So let's do a Lost Vegas T-shirt. I don't care. Yep. Whatever you want to call yourself, let's get a T-shirt out so people know there's a place they can come and find punk.
Yeah,
Last time I was there, I had to call it Lost Pants.
We were actually talking about the launching of Mystic Land up here at the Star Ranch, and I let them know that Doug's getting together the portable recording unit, and Ron has committed to come, and things are opening up. I believe Circle One's coming. Mike Vallejo of Circle One wanted to come and committed quite a while back. So, you know, things are rolling and Mystic Land is happening.
Well, I want to join in and say I will give any part of me, any part of Mystic towards having Mystic Land on a mountain that's going to preserve and where people can come and spend a week. And I just think it would be absolutely marvelous. And you might not know this, but Candace owns 140 acres.
Ron's been here.
Huh?
Ron Fast has been here, and he's
okay,
performed
well,
in the garage.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell a story that there's been an ongoing battle with local landowners who've been trying to run her off the land for the past 9 years. They even shot her horse from under her.
Well, we're not going to go into that because nobody's going to want to come.
But I'm telling the guys that you have fought like hell to make a haven for yourself and punkers. And we will help you. We will stand by you. And we'll be there to make sure that this week which you're giving to Punk World will happen. It will happen. Thank you.
Everybody's going to be safe there as long as they don't ride horses. Right? But here, go home!
Play some music. Can he play some music and let's hear from the guys?
Okay. So, let me see. How about Vikings? Vikings? Fruit Loops? Oh, here's one. You'll get a kick out of this one, Doug. Here is Fruit Loops. Cut part of one song off and added another one. Ron Fast, please explain to Doug Moody the mountain and you know, because you've been here. So tell him about the mountain that we're calling Mystic Mountain.
It's got a lake, it's got streams, it's got views, it's got a garage, it's beautiful. It's serene. You can get bit by turtles if you go on the stream. It's wonderful.
She tells me that if I come up there, she's going to give me a pan, and I can pan for gold, and she guarantees me that if I go in the stream up to my knees, I'm going to come out with a couple of pieces of gold. I said, that's enough to move me, even if I'm 100 years old. I'm coming up to pan for gold.
Let's start feeding the stream, Candace. Let's go drop some in there.
Well,
she says
you've been...
She says you can see it. So,
yeah.
I mean, I've always heard about the gold rush. And I don't want to make $1 million. I mean, unless we make it with punk music, I would like to just come up there and be an American. I'm still hanging on to being British, but inch by inch, I love America. I love American people, and I love American punk groups. They say what's on their mind, and that's why we put out copulation, that's why we put out covers, to let the punks mouth off. And that, by having punk, P-U-N-K, you're really supporting the saying, people united kick ass.
Yes, and Vincent made you some buttons that say, punks united kick ass.
Good.
In fact, we just had an order for buttons, and Vincent sent them out for you.
How wonderful. Look, the whole future of Mystic is, at my age, and, you know, Candace is adding a few years, too, we cannot run it. You guys have to take over and run your own territory, and what we want to be is a sort of a headquarters coordinating. So everybody, take over your area and run it, and represent it, design a flag, and let's all pull together, and you work with your local record stores, work with your local shows, and run your own territory. You own Mystic Land that you are on, and you're part of us. Help us, and just let the groups grow into their own area. We made a mistake with Nardcore. Unfortunately, the two people that we trusted turned on and tried to destroy Mystic, and we don't want to talk about them. We don't want to go after them. What we want to do is take Nardcore back and give it to a couple of local groups that can manage Nardcore. So if you've got any suggestions, tell Candace, and let's find a couple of groups that are worthy of having Nardcore, because we've registered the name, we own the names of the territory, and we're giving them to you for you to run. Does that make sense? Hold on.
Yeah, it does. And well, you know, we had in 2016 Ron put on the Nardcore Comes to Portland show, and it was
Mystic comes to Portland.
Oh, okay. Mystic comes to Portland. And it was very well received.
Well, I sort of tentatively just named Portland as Punkland. And
we did.
I don't know if you want it. If not, then you can call it Mystic Land. I don't mind what you call it as long as you take over and run it. Because we cannot reach there. We cannot help you. We can only support you. Take care. Hold on.
Help me find my pipe.
Walking me, 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 wal
69 from Japan, recommended to us by the Rotters. And thank you, Ron Fast, because it's been really fun promoting Spam 69. They're a fun group.
They're a great group. Just in case you couldn't understand their accent, what's the name of that song?
Wuck you, wuck me.
Ewan came over here last year, and I got to spend a bit of time with him. We had a good time. I met him and his family.
Oh, good.
Yeah, great guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug loves those one-minute songs. He's the only person who's put out an album with 60 bands on it at 60 at one-minute songs. It's so cool.
I'd like to add to that, Candice, if I may. What happened was we had a punk pirate radio station in Hollywood. And on Saturday nights, we would broadcast, and the guys would come, girls too, and they'd all come with their cars, turn down the windows, turn up radio, and make a big circle of going round the block past the Café de Grand, past Mystic, and going round. And we used to get an hour before the police shut down the parade. Then we could all go over to the Café de Grand. Well, we started by making 3 minutes with each group and then cut it back to 1 minute so that we had an hour tape that we played on Saturday nights of groups that had come in and recorded during that month. So that hour-long tape went on and on and on, and one day a couple of guys came in. They were working for Black Flag, and they asked me to help them put out a record on their, with their sheet that they were putting out called We Got Power. And so I said to them, I'm putting out an album with 40 bands on it. They said, well, we have 6 bands and we wanted to put out a single. I said, I'll tell you what, you let me buy 1,000 sheets of your, poop sheet that you put out every month called We Got Power. So I paid them for 1,000 sheets, which I never got. I gave them 70 records, which the 6 or 7 groups supposed to get 10 or 12 each, never got. And they just disappeared because the FBI was investigating Hollywood for punks. And
they were.
And Destroy LA totally disappeared and left me with a blank record, no insert, no nothing. And so I took him and squashed his face on the Xerox machine, made an album cover and put it out.
Yeah.
Well, it was successful. It was successful, and we wanted to continue, but we could never, never work it out with the guys at We Got Power. They always wanted to take over, so finally they bootlegged this 40 bands, pressed it in Spain, and put it out on the market here as an American record.
I saw that
recently.
Yeah,
so what we've done is we've stepped aside and we've gone back to the original master. We put it out again, and we are now calling it Party or Go Home. And it's
a
series presented by Mystic Radio so that it continues the story of our punk radio station, which was
on
an hour every Saturday. And where we are, we're back in business with Candy and her radio show, which is Mystic.
And the
radio show is Party or Go Home.
And here's some lung cheese with Incest Cattle off of one of Doug's, I think it's that Party or Go Home album. Ha ha ha! Okay, so we're down to the last 20 seconds of the show here. Has anybody got anything else they want to say?
Long live Mystic!
Yeah, I'll say I love all of you, and thank you for keeping Mystic alive. You're keeping me alive, and I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right.
Hey, Doug. Doug. You still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
When you find that gold, you got about 30 years to spend it, so remember that.
Hey, why don't you come up and help me with the shovel?
He is coming.
He is coming.
Good. We'll have fun. We'll have fun.
All right.
And keep punk going, because to be able to, I survived World War II, and I'll tell you about that one day, but I survived because freedom is the most important thing in the world, and we were facing Nazism and people who were my friends before the war in Germany turned out to hate me and tell me they were coming over to kill me. Well, they never got quite that far, but when we got to Germany, we fed them American food, and we called it the Berlin Airlift, and we had to use pre-war planes because they only had two-engine planes and no runways for four-engine planes. So we were bringing in the food with two-engine planes from the 30s. Anyway, we finally decided, all of us, we're coming to America where that food is. We're not going to starve. We're not going to fight Germans anymore. Let them. And so that's why England is leaving Brexit, because Germany is all powerful again and runs everything. History repeats itself. Don't let that happen in America. Be a punk and be independent and tell the truth of what's going on. Take care. I love you all.
Love you all, Doug. Have a good time. All right, and y'all, we're out of time for today's show. And don't forget to party or go home.
Party or go home!
All right. Nice having you, Vincent. Nice having you, Ron Fast and Doug Moody. And we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye. Call me.
Bye.
Bye.